This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Breaking news here today on What's on Your Mind. We have a lot of breaking news, actually, some things on the local front and also nationally. But I think the big story is how the Democratic Party has officially crossed a line that is absolutely ridiculous. When the Senate Minority Leader is out in front of the Supreme Court with a mob of, you know, pink hat wearing activists who want you to be able to kill a baby, you know, from 0 to 50, I think. Still a baby at 49. I don't know. Not quite 50. It might live to 100. It's just gotten insane. So, nothing will please that group. But Chuck Schumer threatens Kavanaugh and Gorsuch. It's unbelievable. Mitch McConnell's actually on the House, on the Senate floor right now, talking about those remarks about the Supreme Court justices. And when one senator talks about another senator, oof, it can get, then you know it's a little, it's hot and heavy. Let's see what McConnell is saying here.
You've released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions. End quote. Madam President, I'm not sure where to start. There is nothing to call this except a threat. And there's absolutely no question to whom it was directed. Contrary to what the Democratic leader has since tried to claim, he very, very clearly was not addressing Republican lawmakers or anyone else.
No, and that's what they said.
He literally directed the statement to the justices by name.
Yes, exactly. Keep going here, but he's right. Schumer lied.
If you go forward with these awful decisions, which could only apply to the court itself, the minority leader of the United States Senate threatened two associate justices of the U.S. Supreme Court, period. There's no other way to interpret that. Even worse, the threat was not clearly political or institutional. As I'll discuss in a moment, these kinds of threats are sadly nothing new from Senate Democrats. This was much broader, much broader. The Democratic leader traveled to the workplace of the two judges, and in front of a crowd of activists, he told those judges, "You will pay the price," right in front of the Supreme Court building.
Screamed it.
"And you won't know what hit you," he said,
yeah,
right in front of the Supreme Court building. If any American had these words shouted at them from a sidewalk outside their office, they would hear those threats as personal. And most likely they would hear them as threatening or inciting violence. That's how any American would interpret those words if they were directed at us. And that's certainly how the press and leading Democrats would have characterized them if President Trump or any senior Republican had said anything remotely similar. We've seen much more hay made out of much less. Perhaps our colleagues think this is absurd. Perhaps he would like the most generous possible interpretation that he got carried away and didn't mean what he said. But if he cannot even admit to saying what he said,
100% agree.
We certainly cannot know what he meant.
He's fine with it. He doesn't care. He wants to threaten
us. At the very best, his comments were astonishingly reckless and completely irresponsible. And clearly, as the Chief Justice stated in a rare and extraordinary rebuke, they were, quote, dangerous, end quote. Because no matter the intention, Words carrying the apparent threat of violence can have horrific unintended consequences. In the most recent year on record, Madam President, the United States Marshal Service tracked thousands of threats and inappropriate communications against the judiciary. Thousands of threats against the judiciary. Less than 3 years ago, of course, an unhinged and unstable left-wing activist attempted a mass murder of congressional Republicans at a baseball field right across the river. A Senate leader appearing to threaten or incite violence on the steps of the Supreme Court could literally be a matter of deadly seriousness. So, I fully anticipate our colleague would quickly withdraw his comments and apologize. That's what even reliably liberal legal experts like Lawrence Tribe and Neil Cagle have publicly urged. Instead, our colleague doubled down. Doubled down. He tried to gaslight the entire country and stated that he was actually threatening fellow senators. As though that would be much better.
No kidding.
But that's a fiction.
It is fiction. Ridiculous.
And then a few hours later, the Democrat leader tripled down. Instead of taking Chief Justice Roberts' sober and appropriate statement to heart, he lashed out yet again and tried to imply the Chief Justice was biased, for doing his job and defending the court. Let me say that again. He tripled down, and he lashed out yet again and tried to imply the Chief Justice was biased.
Was Ginsburg biased? Was
for doing his job and defending the court.
When she was ripping on Trump, was Ginsburg?
Our colleague, therefore, succeeded in attacking 33% of the Supreme Court in a space of a few hours. Throughout the impeachment and the Senate trial for months, Washington Democrats preach sermons about the separation of powers and respect among equal branches. So much for all of that. And sadly, this attack was not some isolated incident. The left-wing campaign against the federal judiciary did not begin yesterday.
Oh, here we go. Good.
Not yesterday.
Get Schumer and Sotomayor.
My colleagues will recall that during the impeachment trial, the senior senator from Massachusetts and outside pressure groups tried to attack the Chief Justice sitting right in that chair for staying neutral instead of delivering the outcomes that they wanted. These same groups came to Senator Schumer's defense yesterday with gratuitous attacks against the Chief Justice for condemning the threats against his colleagues.
All right, Kevin, would you do me a favor? Keep rolling on that, and I think we're probably going to get to a censure vote recommendation or something that's going to come from him. I would ask our listeners, what do you think should happen? I also want you to see the silver lining in this. This is Donald Trump. This is the Make America Great movement that's in their head. The reason Chuck Schumer's snapping, and that's what it is, it's a snap, and then he's so dumb not to say, I mean, you say that, you just better say, I probably shouldn't have said that, whatever. Make some lame apology. He said, I wasn't threatening them. If you look at the video, he's pointing at them. Listen to this. This is the actual clip we have.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
What is the release the whirlwind?
I don't know, but by the way, no question who he's talking to there.
Yeah, he turned around because the Supreme Court was behind him for this little photo op, and he's waving his finger and pointing back at the Supreme Court. But no, he was talking about the Republican senators. Yeah, I didn't mean,
was he the one that said, "I know you are, but what am I?" Yeah, right.
Well, to say I wasn't talking about the justices. I mean, what do you think? We're stupid. But again, I'm going to see the silver lining in this. Look, this is not normal. Supreme Court Chief Justices don't issue a statement to say, whoa.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
They do when this is said, though. Good for John Roberts, too.
And, Mitch McConnell does not like to go down there and have to say, hey, this is, senators on both sides say dumb things all the time in a partisan manner. This is a dangerous threat to those people. This is inciting violence to these people. So this is different, I think. And I'm curious what you think ought to happen. Where have we got the Chief Justice here? I want to read some of his comments as well. Statements of this sort from the highest levels of government are not only inappropriate, they are dangerous. All members of the court will continue to do their job without fear or favor from whatever quarter. Dangerous. Exactly right. And Schumer's spokesman said his remarks about Gorsuch and Kavanaugh referred to the political price Republicans will pay for putting them on the court. Like he said, as if that's any better. I threatened them. I didn't threaten the... gosh. Anyway, what should happen there? We have some clips of an interview with Kirsten Baszler to share with you as well today on the program. And so much more. Kelly Armstrong coming up. Lots of things in the news. Let's talk about it next.
I'm Jim. I'm IndieFlagpoleGuy.com. And I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicle. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains. Stories of faith, hope, and love. Celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins & Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins & Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I never recommend anything other than getting your best information from right here on the radio. But you actually have to see the Chuck Schumer clip to really understand how maniacal he is. He turns around, he's just waving. You know, he's losing it. He's screaming and hollering and you know, these folks on the Democratic side, it's so sad to me to see what has happened to the Democratic Party. I remember Hubert Humphrey, right? I remember pro-life Democrats. And now Democrats argue for the right under the women's health care label, reproductive rights, for the ability for a woman to commit a late-term abortion. You remember when we had that debate in the Clinton years and how horrifying that idea was?
Yeah, I do.
And now they love it. They double down. They're all for it.
Well, how about
it's
that?
It's just disgusting to me. And then, by the way, if that's not disgusting enough, that we can go right up until the minute the baby's born and still be considered something that's lawful under their wish. Well, how about if the baby is born alive, but I wanted to abort it? Well, kill it too. Come on, folks.
Who does that? I mean, who could do that?
I believe
beyond my
life begins at conception. That's when so much of you and I was decided at that very moment. Color your hair, all you know, these color your eyes, how much you know, everything. Boy, girl, big, little, the whole deal. So anything past that point is, in my mind, disrupting God's plan. But you know what? Some people still believe there ought to be a choice to the mother up to a certain point for whatever health, all the exceptions. But the idea, late term, a viable baby can be killed. It's just despicable. And the number one Democrat in the United States Senate is screaming and hollering to have that right to be able to do that and threatening Supreme Court justices.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
Yeah, bring it, monkey boy.
What is okay? Monkey boy? Monkey boy?
Oh, yeah, it's just a line from a movie. Oh. Bring it, monkey boy, let's go.
I didn't notice a resemblance between him and a monkey, so I wasn't really following it. It was just a throwaway line by your...
Come on. Who feels threatened by Chuck Schumer? Really, Chuck? When is that wind going to get blowing then?
Now, a caller I understand is not happy that I was interrupting Mitch McConnell earlier, so let's give that listener a chance to have a little say here, and then we're going to get to the calls rolling in here. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com to email us. We love your text, too, 701-367-2054, or Todd's at 701-226-8503. Do we have the caller this mad at me?
Looking for that. I didn't really like the way it went, so I didn't keep it. I'll find it.
All right.
Yeah.
No, I'd like
he
the
just,
ones that disagree.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
just didn't think I should be interrupting. You know, sometimes when, Mitch McConnell's me a little dry, so I'm trying to spice it up a little bit. I wasn't trying to, just add some things there, do my own commentary through it. But if you don't want me to do that anymore, you just tell me that. Just like the caller did. That's fine. How about our friend that had a reminder of how wars begin?
Here's the guy you were talking about.
Scott, I really do not need your comments over and during the speech that McConnell was making. I believe most of your listeners are intelligent enough to hear what he's saying. Thank you.
Thank you for
there
that.
You go.
I'm sorry about that, but I'll see if anybody else agrees with you. Todd and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Todd. Thanks for letting me on here today. I like listening to Mitch McConnell. Even though the turtle is kind of slow, sometimes he gets a little revved up. Just kidding. Anyway, what I had to say, well, coming off with what you just said about the abortion thing, I agree 1,000,000%. I noticed during the news I'm getting many coronavirus updates. And how many people are dying from it. And it's not, how about we get an abortion update? How about they give us a little bell that rings whenever there's an abortion done for us? Okay, I want to get off of that. I just had to touch on that. Cause you
no, I think it's a point. We ought to don't hesitate when those pop in your head with sharing them with somebody, because it really is amazing the things it's sort of like, the deaths from flu versus the deaths from coronavirus, right? Well, why is one, oh my Lord, what's happening? I mean, we don't have a vaccine. I get it. There's issues, but the numbers aren't anywhere near lined up with the faith. And I agree with you. I say often a kindergarten sized class, is extinguished, murdered downtown Fargo every week.
Oh, if not more. But okay, off of that, this Schumer situation, you know, I'm telling you what, it's at the point. I'm just like everybody else. I'm sick of all this stuff that these. I don't even know if I'd call them left anymore. I don't know what they are, but they're losing their minds. And the thing is there's never any consequences. I mean, ever since Trump has been president, look at everything that has come out. Look at all the lies. Look at all the stuff that has been exposed to every name. I mean, I'm waiting for anybody to call or whatever and give me some names of some people that have absolutely done some really horrific things that we've all talked about on the radio, that you've talked about, that we've all talked about on radio, and name me one of them that is not a Trumper that's sitting in jail right now. Name me one. I mean, we hear these stories. There's no consequences. None. So you know what? Schumer can come out and Nancy Pelosi ripping up the speech. Everything that they're doing, they can do everything they want. They can be as extreme as they want because nobody's stopping them. They just do it today. Tomorrow they do another thing just a little more extreme. And that's what happens. And it's
and the media goes away, and Republicans live to fight another day on defense and for whatever the outrage of the day is. You're absolutely right. I mean, we ought to if you had and somebody just texted that this is nothing new for Chuck Schumer. He does it all the time on Twitter, you know, so
when there's no consequences for anything they're doing, it's like, oh, yep, the consequences would be when they get voted out. You know what? I'm at the point already where I'm saying, okay, you know what? If you are doing these type of things in our chambers, in the people's chambers, instead of waiting for a vote, there needs to be a time where we step in and say, hey, dude, you know what? I think your 68 years ran its course, all right? I mean, the greatest thing Trump could do for this country is term limits. I've said, give these guys 8 years to rob us, not 60, you know? 8 years, they can rob our country for 8 years, and then they're out. And I'm not saying every one of them. But then they only got 8 years, okay? No more lobbying after that either. But the 60 years of basically robbing this country, it needs to end.
So, yeah, no, I 100% agree. I don't put that all on the lack of term limits. I put it on the existence of a swamp and a deep state. And sadly, I do believe that if, in fact, you did not have, if you had term limits, rather, what you'd have is more people that are in the bureaucracy, that are in the deep state, that aren't unelected running the show. That's what worries me about that. But it has to change. That's for sure, Todd. Appreciate the call. More coming up.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The U.S. Senate today is expected to vote on a House-passed bill that would fund the coronavirus response in the United States. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The House votes overwhelmingly, 415-2, to pass an $8 billion spending bill to fight the coronavirus outbreak. The two congressmen voting against it, Andy Biggs of Arizona and Ken Buck of Colorado.
A Republican lawmaker introducing a measure to censure Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for saying at a rally,
all state laboratories, all university laboratories at the state level can conduct coronavirus tests.
In other news, Mike Bloomberg dropping out of the race. He's now backing Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren, who didn't win any states on Super Tuesday, still deciding what she's going to do. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
In a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. We've got to get the children connected to their parents.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
More threats, they just did.
This is today's Democratic Party. I hope you guys are proud of this.
Right?
Lefties. Unbelievable. Chuck Schumer's now on the Senate floor. Let's see if he's apologizing.
Take down Roe v. Wade. I just read about a woman in Shreveport who under the Louisiana law, now before the Supreme Court, would have to travel over 300 miles.
Oh, my.
To exercise her constitutional
rights.
Yeah,
300 miles to kill a baby. That's poor thing.
This is happening in states across the country.
Ooh, the burden.
Republican state legislatures are restricting a woman's right to choose so severely.
Hey, we elected Republican legislators.
Non-existent.
You knothead.
And the courts are now likely to go along because Senate Republicans have confirmed nominees they believe will strip away a women's right.
No, the American people elected a president that will appoint justices who follow the Constitution.
So far as to deny a duly elected president the right to pick a Supreme Court justice. Republicans are afraid here in the Senate to confront this issue directly.
Oh, yes, they're afraid.
So they try to accomplish through the courts what they'd never accomplish in the court of public opinion.
Can we believe this guy in anything else?
Leave women.
Can we believe him?
Out in the cold.
We choose truth over facts.
Leave women out in the cold, yeah.
The women of America are angry.
Oh, sure.
And yes, we will continue to fight for a woman's right to choose. I will continue to fight for the women of America. Now, I should not have used the words I used yesterday. They didn't come out the way I intended to.
Sure.
My point was that there would be political consequences for President Trump and Senate Republicans if the Supreme Court, with the newly confirmed justices, stripped away a woman's right to choose. Of course, I didn't intend to suggest anything other than political and public opinion consequences for the Supreme Court. And it is a gross distortion to imply otherwise.
Oh, give me a break. Listen to his words.
Brooklyn.
What?
We speak in strong language.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I shouldn't have used the words I did, but in no way was I making a threat.
What?
I never would do such a thing.
The words were the threat.
And Leader McConnell knows that. And Republicans who are busy manufacturing outrage over these comments know that too.
I don't think he's a smart person, but he's got a loud voice. You talk about somebody that's a loser.
Is the issue at hand a woman's constitutional right to choose and Republican attempts to invalidate it? The fact that my Republican colleagues have worked systematically over the course of decades to install the judicial infrastructure to take down Roe v. Wade and do very real damage to the country.
That has nothing to do with the topic at hand. Nothing. Whatever the issue was, doesn't matter. You threaten Supreme Court justices. You tried to whip up a mob. What else is he saying? Sorry?
For their constitutional rights.
Yeah.
I yield the floor.
Okay, all right. So he's going to make this about abortion, the holy grail for Democrats, because they have to maintain the right to kill babies, otherwise people won't vote for them.
I think you pronounced reproductive health wrong.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
No, it's killing babies.
You pronounced reproductive health wrong.
I mean, don't change the names of things.
That was a meme I saw.
Oh.
It's like it showed just a terrible picture, and it was like reproductive health care. No,
so you
spelled it wrong.
We had a caller that wanted to weigh in on this, who I thought was pretty poignant, called in during the break, and then we're going to get to Tom and Grand Forks, Robert and Killdeer here. Roll that.
Wars start with words.
There you go. That couldn't be said more succinctly.
Yeah. That was all he said.
Exactly right.
Yep.
Is Chuck Schumer saying, as you heard it just now, live from the Senate floor, I shouldn't have used the words I used yesterday. Is that enough? Is that enough? Tom Cotton's going to answer that question on Fox right now. I'm curious what he says. Republican member from, where's he from again? Arkansas? Let's see what he says here.
Chuck acknowledged that he made a mistake yesterday and that he misspoke. If Democrats go forward with nominating Joe Biden, I got to say, they're going to have a lot more times in which their leader is going to have to apologize for misspeaking and meandering. But let's get to the root of the issue here. Chuck Schumer said he was speaking about abortion. Let's look what just happened last week on the Senate floor. Chuck Schumer and the Democrats filibustered legislation that would prevent infanticide of a young baby that survives an abortion,
yep.
Prevent late-term abortion.
So he's kind of punting on the remarks
in their mother's womb.
And going on to the larger point on the issue. So
no
good point. Tom Cotton, Republican from Arkansas. Let's get to the calls here that have been waiting to weigh in on this. Tom in Grand Forks, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Better now that you called. What's on your mind?
I'll tell you what. A couple of weeks ago, I called Kelly Armstrong about serving up papers on Adam Schiff for being a disruptive member of Congress and to get rid of him under Article 5, Section 2. And what was Kelly Armstrong's reply? Do you remember?
I do not.
All right. He said, we'll never get it past Nancy Pelosi. That was his quote exactly.
Right.
Now, let's go back a couple of years. And I cornered Kevin Cramer at the Grand Forks Republican Convention back in 2017. And I told him that he needs to go ahead and jail all these members of Congress who are crooked. All right? And you need to just go ahead and start with Pelosi, and you need to get the Clintons in the net, too. And he said, oh, that's a – and he, you know what his quote was to me? His quote – and I'm going to go ahead and quote him directly, word for word, because I was stunned. His quote was, oh, that's a rabbit trail you don't want to go down. Now, if our Republican congressional members don't want to deal with this issue, all right, then they should move aside and make room for people who do.
Yeah, I think some of the things you're asking for are easy from the cheap seats, in all due respect, Tom. In other words, you do that to him. Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, he's saying, I can waste 6 months on that, and she's going to stop it dead in its tracks, and other things as well. Obviously, you got to pick some things, stand for them, make some noise and everything else, but I think both of those two were just telling you something that was reality based on their experience, but doesn't mean we shouldn't fight. I think that's the important point. I'm going to squeeze in Robert and Killdeer here. Thanks, Tom. Call again. Robert, what's on your mind? You're next.
Well, first I was just wanting to talk about Chucky, but we started talking about abortion, and I'm pretty, passionate about abortion, and I think that women should have a right to choose, but I think they do have the right to choose. Their choice is to have sex or not have sex, to have birth control or not have birth control. That's where the choice is. Once they get pregnant, they've already made their choice. Now, on the other hand, if they are raped or something in that manner, I think they need a choice.
Yeah, now, I don't. I personally don't, because then I think you're inconsistent in your argument. But I mean, your position is a lot more reasonable by a mile than Democrats who, as Tom Cotton just said, are literally on the Senate floor saying, well, wait a minute, the baby was born, but it was supposed to be aborted, so, you know, we'll go ahead and kill it now. Infanticide, you know, so it's crazy.
Totally
The reason I couldn't agree with you anymore that the choice should be on whether or not to have sex or not, this is something that, again, is foreign to some people who say, you know what, if it feels good, do it, and then if there's a consequence, well, fine, kill it. And to me, you know, the warm welcome that you're going to have after this life ends is not going to be exactly what you thought and planned in mind. It's awful. There is a special place in hell for anybody that thinks it's okay to kill a baby. Now, I know a lot of women who did.
I totally agree, actually.
I know a lot of women who did. They made a decision under duress, and they later came to say, that was wrong, I'm sorry. I mean, I think there's healing for that, and I don't want to shame anybody that's had an abortion, because what's done is done. But
yeah.
But at least, you know, use your voice to come out and say, I wouldn't do it again. Use your voice to say, that was wrong. If nothing else, make sure you're talking to, you know, a member of the clergy that can help you through that. And the reason that on the whole rape thing, I get that, right? I get that because... You're saying, well, somebody was raped, and therefore, you know, they didn't make the decision to have, you know, sex with someone. But now there's a baby as a part of it. Well, a life is a life is a life. I mean, I think as soon as we start saying, well, that life you can't take, but this one you can, I don't like it. I just think we're playing God.
You know, you are right about that, too. Well, let's talk about Chucky for a minute. I think
the whirlwind
that he was talking about. Can we talk about Chucky for a minute?
Yeah, we sure can. I was going to say, do you accept his mea culpa there that he used the wrong words?
I think he said exactly what he wanted. I think he probably held back a little bit from what he really wanted. And I think the whirlwind, he was talking to the crowd. I think he was talking to those people. Go out and do your stuff to these two chief justices. I also think when he says, you don't know what's going to hit you. You know, often when a sniper uses a high-powered rifle and they shoot their target in the head, they do not know what hit them. You know, is that what he's talking about? Makes me kind of wonder. And then there's, you know, during the Mueller investigation, what's the guy's name that's in jail now for threatening a juror, let alone a judge? He's in jail over it.
Yeah, you're talking about...
I think Chucky should be thrown in jail.
Roger, why can't I think of his last name right now? Stone? Is it Roger Stone?
Yeah.
Very good point. He's in jail for, by the way, he didn't even threaten the guy. The guy himself said, that wasn't a threat. I didn't take it as a threat. But, of course, the FBI, man, he's a Trump lover, so he's in jail. Get him to, he threatened somebody. Well, no, the guy said he didn't threaten him. We don't care. Put him in jail anyway. You know, you can't make this up.
I'd love to hear Mr. Stone's threat, you know, his actual words. Compared to Chuck's words played side by side. One guy's in jail, the other guy's walking free.
Great idea. We're going to get on that right now. Elizabeth Warren just announced she's dropping out of the presidential race. Shocker! Oh, Pocahontas, say it ain't so. Here's what I think about Elizabeth Warren. Ego. E-G-E-O. She cost Bernie the nomination by staying in. Just like President Trump said the other day. Why do you think she did that, by the way? Did you get some money? Part of the grand plan? I don't know. Mark and Castleton, quickly, go ahead.
Yeah, the thing we've got to be concerned with is something called a retroactive abortion, where they suddenly start deciding that rather than pay us Social Security, that we should be aborted, older senior citizens. And they send us the death bill, and that's it.
Yeah.
Sounds far-fetched, but then,
hey,
you know,
that's,
abortions that they're having now sound far-fetched, too.
Exactly right. That's the consequences of crazy decisions like that. Jack Kevorkian, thanks.
Have you heard of Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense. And they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers, inviting you to any one of these exceptional upcoming farm retirement equipment auctions featuring late model John Deere R-Series four-wheel drive and track tractors, a 2019 DB60 corn planter, and more in Starbuck, Minnesota on March 12th. Then on March 21st and March 26th, Pfeiffer's will be offering an entire fleet of late model Case IH sprayers, quad tracks, 9230 combines, a Claas 750 combine, Challenger Series tractors, trucks, trailers, and more near Richardton in New England, North Dakota. For online bidding and complete details, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To a crawfish bowl.
Donald Trump is corruption in the flesh.
Hold on a sec. I'm going to get me a beer.
There she goes.
That's her plans after.
Yeah, she might as well get a beer.
You're going to get a beer now that I'm done. Yeah. Think her husband's going to join her?
Oh, man. Wow. Yeah. Elizabeth Warren dropping out of the presidential race. Big question now, who does she endorse? If she endorses Biden, this is all one big giant fix.
Of course it is.
Yeah, 100%. She got some dough to go away. All the others got dough to go away. This is the establishment doing the pipe to the knees, Tanya Harding style.
No question.
Once again, on Bernie Sanders.
You know what I said earlier? If you're a Democrat, and you just got, it's not about who you want. It's about who they want.
But you know what? I am glad that we have, you know, less chance that either one of those two, Sanders or Warren, could ever be president of the United States.
True.
I mean, that's socialism at work right there. Socialism ought to be dead, stomped on, finito, history. ever as even a thought on any ballot for, elected office in North Dakota or United States. So.
Did you see that survey yesterday about socialism? That a bunch of millennials think that socialism is like Facebook and Twitter?
Every survey scares me. It's unbelievable. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. Oasis Petroleum, one of the top drillers in North Dakota. How have they done that in challenging times over the last 10 years? They've done it with a Be the Buffalo spirit. That great beast of an animal that goes into the storm. You and I, we're running from the storm, right? Buffalo goes into the storm. That's the spirit they have at Oasis Petroleum, and they know you do too. A lot of North Dakotans have it, so we want to celebrate it. Call the 24/7 hotline about anything that's on your mind. And for sure, if you see somebody doing something great, please say something. 855-200-1776. All right, we got a lot of crazy going on with the presidential race, with Chuck Schumer, with situation with Kirsten Baszler. We're going to talk with her coming up. We have folks from Plug and Play in North Dakota, and that's a big dang deal. We can talk about that and Kelly Armstrong coming up. But, I don't know about you. When things are a little crazy, I just want to go to the Sportsman Show. I want to escape. And this is the number one show. It's back, the 55th annual 2020 Red River Valley Sportsman Show. Barry Sinico's here to tell us a little bit about it. Will you promise some fun?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd like to state that I'm still running for president.
Are you really?
I am. Get paid off significantly. It's kind of my retirement plan.
Have they tried yet? Is the price not enough?
Yeah,
no.
No, and I'm very insulted.
I don't blame you right now. Yeah, exactly. Kevin and I were thinking we're pretty good at this Trout thing. Could we test out, make sure it's all quality control before you start in the Trout pond?
Absolutely. We'll get you in early. And, that's the little secret about the Trout pond is that Thursday and Friday are actually the best days to go fishing because these fish have been pellet fed their whole lives. All they know is happy and sunshine.
Wow, right?
And then when their buddies start disappearing, by Saturday they start figuring things out.
They're smart fish.
Yeah, they pick up on it when their buddies disappear.
I have great memories of the Trout pond as a child. So sure. This is fun, and you're never too old for the Trout pond, right?
No, and it's so fun. I talk to people in the aisle all the time, and I'll talk to people who did that as a kid, and now they brought their kid. And that's actually been one of the really fun things about Facebook is that there's a lot of interaction between us and the public on the show sites, and it is fun to see those stories.
That's awesome. Now, I know this is called the Sportsman Show, but it's really a lot of shows in one, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it really is. It's a boat show. So if you missed our boat show in January, a lot of those dealers are out there. Lots of great fishing boats, great pontoons, personal watercraft, and, of course, all the great dock manufacturers are there. But it's also a camping and RV show. So if you're looking anything from an introductory camper, or maybe you want to spend $4,000 or $5,000. If you got that big payoff for dropping out of the race,
right?
Then you come here.
Yeah, what exactly right.
Nice Newmars for $500,000-$700,000, and have marble floors in your RV.
Well, plus everything's going to be free as soon as Bernie wins. So
I can't wait for mine.
Yeah, exactly right. How about the seminars? Tell us what you got on the docket for this year.
Yeah, so Todd Ammenrud is back this year. I didn't get him last year, so I'm glad to get him back this year. And he's going to be talking about whitetail all weekend long. And then we got a new guy named Corey Springle. And he's a younger guy, but he's really been taking the fishing tournament scene over in the last couple of 3 years. So nice, fresh blood. Kind of want to take in some of his seminars myself, and he's going to be talking walleye all weekend long.
And we were talking last time you were in town. This is a big show for Sunday Productions, right? People come from states and provinces around.
It really does. We get everybody from North Winnipeg. All the way down to Elk River, Minnesota. So if you're within about 3 hours in a big circle, they tend to come to the show.
Yeah, and for understandable reasons. What's Scales and Tails?
Scales and Tails is a new animal display we have. Never worked with them before. I'm really excited to see it. But they're going to have all sorts of critters, from alligators to all sorts of different pythons and snakes and large tortoises. And what they do is they have their critters in these glass cases so you can walk around the cases. So it's not like you're behind a velvet rope and you're kind of looking in at the animals. You're going to be walking amongst them, and really excited to see how the kids take to it. I think it's going to be a great-looking display.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
And the whole weekend schedule is at fargosportsshow.com, right?
Correct. And print out a $1 discount coupon because there's a lot going on. The hunting fishing seminars, We've got kids fishing seminars on the weekend and the snails and trails and just a lot going on. Print out dollar discount coupon at FargoSportsShow.com.
I'm still trying to find a pontoon dealer that will let me demo a pontoon for the summer.
Well, hey, I got the trout pond deal. I got the trout pond deal.
I think they're on to me.
Yeah, I think they're on to you. Yeah, exactly right. Kicks off at 5 today at the Fargo Dome, till 9 tonight. Tomorrow noon to 9, Saturday 10 to 9, and Sunday 10 to 5. Again, the whole schedule at FargoSportsShow.com. Great to see you again, Barry. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial. Scott Hennon here with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. I'm going to take the 2020 Wellness Challenge with Vince. I want you to do the same thing. And what am I doing? Looking at hot tubs and saunas at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. How does that connect to wellness?
Well, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. Everything in the human body works better in hot water or in the heat of a sauna. You just can't go through life without it. You will be better.
Every day made better from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount or go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.